Thank you very much. Welcome, everyone. Today, our new national daily newspaper hit the newsstands in Poland. The paper is called Nowy Dzień, which means new day. It will sell for 1 zloty every day and for 1.50 on Thursdays, as the Thursday edition will also include TV guide. As promised earlier, today we are ready to provide more information regarding the project. Before we hit the brass tacks, for those of you who are not in Poland and who cannot buy a copy at the newsstand, you will find the newspaper on our corporate site in the PDF format, so you can take a look at the layout, the look and feel of the newspaper, and the design of sections. Let me talk about operating goals for the paper. Number one, we expect and we will be satisfied with average weekly copy sales of Nowy Dzień at the level of about 250,000. Paid circulation levels are likely to vary throughout the week. We expect to sell more copies on a Thursday of the Thursday edition supplemented with the TV guide. Our objective is to be on the podium when medals are handed around. That means among the top three best-selling national newspapers in Poland. As we wish to reach a broad audience, print runs are likely to be high, particularly in the early phase. The objective is to saturate the market to give readers easy access to our newspaper, high levels of returns notwithstanding. We will use our expertise to effectively manage circulation levels and distribution network to reach targeted copy sales, and return levels will be optimized after the startup period. As to the advertising sales, we expect that at scale, our new daily will deliver a higher power ratio than a tabloid. Needless to say, beyond that, the level of advertising revenues will depend on the level of paid circulation. Now, a few words about financial parameters. We expect Nowy Dzień to reach break-even in the third full year of operations. This means we expect positive operating result in 2008. This is the industry standard horizon for this type of projects. If the newspaper meets with approval of its readers and if sales meet our expectations, we expect Nowy Dzień to be another profitable business in our portfolio, and that means that return on equity of the business will exceed Agora's cost of equity. In its startup phase, the project will materially dilute our financial results. This concerns the fourth quarter of 2005 and the whole year 2006. You will see actual financial performance of the project in the four-quarter results and, of course, needless to say, in the subsequent reports. In the fourth quarter of 2005, we expect to spend about 25 to 30 million PLN on promotion of Nowy Dzień. This is cash spending for advertising campaign in TV, radio, outdoor, press and internet, as well as exposition in the points of sale and other promotional events. In the whole 2006, we plan about between 35 and 45 million of promotional spending. In addition, our marketing campaign will take advantage of internal synergies. In other words, we will use media in the Agora portfolio. In the next 3 years, until break-even, we are prepared to commit between 60 and 80 million in net cash to the project as upfront investment and financing of subsequent operating losses and capex. In 2005 and 2006, we will be making significant investments into promotion and circulation to reach our target copy sales levels and to build loyal readership. The actual amount spent will depend on how quickly we reach target copy sales. Just a few words about the formula of Nowy Dzień. We already told you a little bit about the formula, mid-market, not tabloid. I want to underscore again that this is a fully independent publishing project with its own editorial and sales teams, headed by experienced managers and editors. The design of Nowy Dzień, which is transparent, light, and airy, reflects the formula, while the quality of execution should meet high expectations of our advertising clients. The layout was designed by a renowned press graphic designer firm, Casas & Associates. These are people who, among others, designed Il Periodico de Catalunya. As to the breadth of content and coverage, you can access presentation of the layout and content section by section on our corporate site. And we hope you like it. We trust it will meet with the reader's approval and that the paper will soon become a daily of choice for many Poles. Because of its positioning in the market, Nowy Dzień will not directly compete for readers with any other newspaper in our portfolio. Based on extended research and opinions of media experts, cross-readership ratio of Nowy Dzień and Gazeta Wyborcza will be lower than that of most titles belonging to Agora's competition. The formula of the paper was crafted to ensure that the harm to circulation of Gazeta Wyborcza will be less than to its competitors. Moreover, the research demonstrated extremely strong brand recognition of Gazeta and its loyal and stable readership. Our research shows that there are readers out there who look for a newspaper which covers topics important to an average person in an easy and accessible manner, which provides practical advice on how to better manage various practical aspects of life, and which provides some entertainment. Readers who find quality newspapers too rich and tabloids too simplistic or downright offensive. If they like Nowy Dzień, we might yet succeed in expanding readership of newspapers in Poland. To sum up, this project is another step forward in our strategy to grow Agora. We told you in the past that we intend to both acquire new businesses and start new significant projects from the ground up. We are investing in the newspaper market, a market which we know very well, which we love, and in which we believe. The project will leverage our expertise and 16 years of experience in the Polish press market. We believe that in the context of very tough competition in the newspaper market, this offensive move, though initially dilutive, will create value. We are convinced that the cost of doing nothing would be potentially much higher. Now, a word to the wise. The guidance with which we just provided you does not consider potential other new entrants into the newspaper market, such as the gossip about entry of Die Welt Compact or National Życie Warszawy. We cannot assess at this stage how likely they are, nor what would be their positioning. Do keep in mind, however, that we made the decision to launch Nowy Dzień after more than a year of research, careful analysis, and deliberate decision-making. We did not rush in, neither will be easily moved to rush out if the readers like it. The company and its team is in a good fighting fettle, excited and well-prepared on all fronts to make this project a success and to grow Gazeta Wyborcza at the same time. But since there is never too much good luck, we also ask you to keep your fingers crossed and to wish us success. Thank you very much. That's all I wanted to say in my upfront remarks. Zbyszek Bak is here with me, and we are now ready to answer your questions.